Oh, yeah. Like I said, I look forward to taking on every defense that we play against. But, you know, this team here have one of my idols, you know, as far as being a leader, and that I know, Rolando McClain. He played with them. He played with them, and he played with me in Alabama. He was an idol for me because he, you know, was a big leader and a big voice at Alabama.
Do you think that there is a day coming, and hopefully it's Sunday, where everything clicks offensively and this offense explodes in a game?
You know, I think it's a day coming when we win a game. That's what I, you know, find everything's been perfect. And, you know, it's no perfect day for real and you know, in this world here, you know, far as, you know, being on the offensive side or, you know, just playing football. You never know. Somebody might be injured. Somebody, you know, something might happen. Like I said, we might catch two passes and you know, score three touchdowns, but don't make one on the last, you know, drive that we're supposed to need it on. And, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, man, you really can't say that, you know, predict the future, that you hope that it'd be a perfect day. It's no really perfect day unless you just win the game.
Trent, you know, you guys had the Giants, you had Dallas and Pittsburgh and Baltimore. One, you know, really strong run defense and overall defense after another. Now you got some games, at least statistically, against much weaker competition defensively. Is that going to be kind of a allow you guys to kind of break free offensively a little bit against that kind of competition?
For me, can't look at stats. You can't look at none of that stuff because you never know. You know, they can shut you down. Just like we played Indy. You know, people talking about how, you know, they was one of the last rush defenses, and, you know, they held us to a certain stance when it comes to rushing. And I didn't even get to finish that whole game. So I never look at stats. I don't ever judge no defense from, you know, from the films or, you know, from what they have done in the past. You know, I just wait till I get out there and just see what I can get.
It's supposed to be pretty sloppy and rainy out there Sunday. Are you a mudder?
We've been playing like that all year, so it's only been about three games since it ain't been, you know, rainy or sloppy. So I've been playing like that my whole life, so it really ain't no big difference to me. It's been raining for the last few games and stuff. Well, it ain't rained the last two, but the whole season has been raining the whole time. Yeah, that's probably the only one, you know, that was really muddy. So, but, you know, other than that, it's really been raining the whole season, so.
Trent, you, after the game, you mentioned that you thought Brandon was a warrior and that you thought that he would do everything he could to get back for this game. So were you not too surprised to see him out there practicing today?
Nah, at first I really didn't know he was hurt until y'all really said something for real. You know, but like I said, Brandon was out there today. I knew when it wasn't going to be nothing serious. Brandon, like I said, Brandon is a warrior. You know, a lot of people make jokes about his age, but, you know, Brandon, you know, he laughs at that type of stuff and just, you know, gets up and shows us every day that he come to work.
Trent, what was your mindset at the end of that Steelers game when you guys had to take time off the clock? They were lining up everybody. They knew you were going to run, and they were just teeing off.
Got a man up. Don't matter if they're hitting you before you know, get the ball. Don't matter if they're hitting you right at the line. Don't matter, you know, what the situation is. I got to hold the ball, man up, and play football.
Did it seem like there were about 15 of them out there on those last couple plays?
It was what it was, man. I held on to the ball, and I tried to waste as much time as I could. I even got up a little slower than I usually do. And, you know, as long as that burned the time off the clock and put us in a winning situation, I was down for it.
Did you feel those on Monday a little bit more?
Yeah, I felt them on Monday a little bit more. Like I said, I'm still not fully 100% yet. But it is what it is. I'm going to keep playing. God gave me all this ability, and I'm going to keep playing and meet him halfway.
It was only one win on Sunday, but it was against the Steelers. Do you sense something has changed maybe with this team because of a win like that you can really build upon?
I think it's more coming together, but like I said, that's only one game. And I can't judge the whole season off one game. If we could play a one-game season, it wouldn't be a game of football. But, you know, for us, we got to put that in the past, and we got Oakland now, so we got to play this like it's a championship game.
Is it going to take the off season for you to be 100% Trent?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, you really can't predict, you know, when you're going to be 100%, but I know, and after the off season, you know, can come back from the whole spring and stuff like that and come back next year, I know I will be 100%. And, you know, whenever it happens, I can't wait, you know, just to get on the scene and explode.
Hey, Trent, when you went back and looked at the film, what did you learn? What are the main things you learned from facing a number one defense?
Just for real, they was a well put together team, and I did leave some yards out there on the field. I seen a couple runs where I could have, bounce cut, and just kept going straight. And safety's still gonna come down and try hitting my ankles. It was a run that I could have probably jumped over the dude or something, and he just went straight for my legs. And no matter what team it is, your DBs, they're gonna still try to take your legs out.
On the one that the Steelers thought was a fumble there, what was your take?
Oh, he blew the whistle, and so I was really just trying to just stop because he blew the whistle and stuff. I know they all heard the whistle, and then he hit the ball out of my hand, and I knew the play was over with, so I wasn't worried about it at all.
There were a lot of times this year where we and others were saying you got to give Richardson the ball more and more. Well, here it is. You have more touches than any running back in the league, other than one. Does it feel like that to you? Are you surprised to learn that?
No, I didn't even know that. It didn't feel like that. I didn't think nothing of it. Like I said, as long as I feel like the ball is in my hand, I feel like I can make stuff happen on the field, even when the ball is not in my hand when I'm blocking. Like I said, so you got to be a complete back. You got to be a complete football player. I'm ruined for Terrio when he's out there on the field and when Obi's out there on the field too. So when the ball's not in my hand or when I'm not on the field, it really doesn't matter to me as long as we're winning.
This is all kind of new to you, Trent, in a way. The whole first year is a learning experience. What would you say is the most valuable thing you've learned so far?
For the first season, so far it's time management. And, by being a pro and doing everything to keep your body healthy, that's what you need. And you got to have a good time management. For me, I've been pretty good at it because I do have kids. And so I do, when I leave here, I watch film and I do go be a dad. And so, in between being a dad, I got to watch film on my own, at home. So, time management is big, though, because you can get real lazy in the NFL.
I know we talked about earlier Doug Martin had that huge 251-yard, 4-touchdown game against the Raiders. Do you look at that as a challenge to have a big day against this defense?
Nah, Doug gonna, make his marks and do what he do because Doug, he's a real good football player. And he's one of them tough guys that, it's hard to take down. So when Doug is out there, he's doing his thing. When I'm out there, I'm doing my thing. And I'm playing with my team, and my team, whatever, they're going to allow me to have and my offensive line allowed me to rush for, that's what I'm going to rush for. I'm not, challenging. And I know Doug ain't challenged me to live up to what Eden did so far. And, we don't have, no problem with challenging each other, but, this is something that we haven't even thought about.
1,000 is, kind of getting in your sights now. How important is it for you to get to that milestone?
For a personal goal and, even from the team aspect, it's very important to me, especially me being my first year and, want to conquer a lot, and my whole career. It's going to mean a lot to me. It's not nothing I, look at every day and just tell me that you got to do this, you got to do that. As long as I get the ball and I feel like I'm out there on the field the whole time, I feel like, it's going to get there one day. I'm not in a rush for it, but when it get there, it get there.